Hello, and welcome to another episode of She Will Empower. I'm your host, Jessica Cherry. I am here to help you live an empowerment energy, to have the confidence you need to live the life that you want, and to realize that you can go after your goals and your dreams. So let's enjoy this time together and let's get started. In this podcast, I'm going to share some ways that you can become more magnetic in your life. In this world, we see so many people and we wonder sometimes, how do they get everything that they want? Is it just luck? What do they have that I don't have? And on the flip side of things, we see people that are so unhappy with themselves. They never go after what they want. They're always complaining and they're never truly living their best life. I call them negative Nancys. And then third, we have those in the middle, those that live in the comfort zone. They don't want to make waves. They are people pleasers usually, and they don't cause a scene. They just live day to day to day on repeat. They are content with their life, but they are, you know, they're just not happy. They're just content. They are living in the, well, I'm too old to do this anymore, and well, I'm too dumb, or I'm too old, or I'm too this, or I'm too whatever to do XYZ. And they live with the, I wish I could have done that mentality, and usually, most likely, they are their very own obstacles. I'm sure you know people that fit into all of these categories. So in today's episode, I'm going to talk about how to become more magnetic and how to live your life creating a life that is truly attractive. And what I mean by attractive is things that are coming to you and for you because you are allowing them to. That is the key word. So let's get started and list these things. The first thing to do to become more magnetic is to let go of other people's validation and their approval. Because when we are attached to someone and what they think of us or our situation, we have value on their opinion. And when we put their opinion on a pedestal and we give it so much value and we look up to it, we end up devaluing ourselves in the process. So the more we value someone else's opinion, the more we devalue our very own opinion. We devalue what we think, we devalue what we feel, and internally, it's how we feel about ourselves, how we devalue ourselves by putting everybody else up on a pedestal. There can only be, you know, so many people in that pedestal. And I'll just give you an example. For me personally, I used to always want validation from my stepdad, and it never came. Ever. And because I never received that validation and I was so attached to that outcome that I never got, I developed a really, really low self-esteem. I never felt I could just be me around him. I was always putting up a facade. I was always trying to get his approval. He was such a strict man in law enforcement and he never really truly wanted a daughter. I was just part of the package and he never played with me growing up or had any genuine real interest in me as an adult. And I always wondered what was wrong with me that I couldn't receive that validation, that support, you know, everything that I was lacking. As a stepdaughter, why couldn't I get that from him? And I wanted it so bad and I had his opinion on a pedestal and it shaped my early adulthood. It shaped my teenage years. And once I learned later in life that I didn't need his validation or his approval, and in fact, I didn't need anybody's approval or any validation, there was nothing wrong with me. And once I realized that, the weight started being lifted off my shoulders. And you know what? It felt so freeing to actually finally understand that. So one of the most magnetic things you can do is to actually pull your energy back to yourself, back from wanting people's validation and approval. And in turn, what you do when you do that is you create boundaries for yourself, very healthy boundaries for yourself. Boundaries is one of the most attractive things that you can do because when you set boundaries, you value yourself. And by creating boundaries, you create limitations on energy. your energy and other people's energy too. You practice self-respect and self-love, and it's such a good thing. It's so freeing when you actually, you know, when you actually have boundaries. It's so such a good feeling. For example, boundaries for me, for example, I used to want to say yes all the time to all my friends when they wanted me to go to an event or to go hang out. I used to never, ever say no. And that created a lot of burnout for me. I never had a chance to refill my cup and pause for a moment and just take a day for me, because I was always living in the say yes to her, say yes to him, say yes to them, say yes to everything. I just want to please everybody so everybody will like me. And so I would say yes to these things and I would have major, major burnout. I would say yes to things I didn't want to do because I thought I had to say yes. And then I started saying no. And I started saying no confidently to myself first. You know, you're still polite with everybody, but first, let me just back it up. When I started saying no, it was internally, you know, no, I don't want to do these things. But I started saying no out loud. And no out loud confidently was such a game changer. You know, you still want to be polite to your friends and family, but a confident no delivered feels amazing. And when you start saying no to things you don't want to do, you feel so empowered. You feel free. You let go of the people pleasing. You let go of putting other people's opinions on a pedestal. And you don't have to give an explanation why you say no. Okay, there's a lot of people that are like, oh, I'm sorry, I can't do this because X, Y, Z. No, I can't do this because please don't be mad at me. I'm going to say no, please. You don't have to do all that. You can just say politely, no, thank you, not at this time. I'm not going to be able to make it. No is the reason. You can be polite and say no, thank you. And for some people, you know, it's no, thank you, no, thank you, no, thank you again, you know, or maybe some other time. But you can say thanks for the invite, but I'm not coming this time. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Everybody should have healthy boundaries and limitations because, you know, we all need that downtime. We all need that alone time. We all need to refill our cup so that we're able to serve ourselves and serve the people that we want to serve. Being able to not need other people's validation or approval in life is super, super, totally magnetic. And it's also very liberating too. Okay, the second thing to let go of is codependency. We learn codependency from a really young age, and many of us can be programmed for codependency for people doing things for us for life or for a really long time. Things like answering for us, getting permission for us to do the things we want, or, you know, relationships have codependency sometimes because it feels nice at the time, right? I mean, but being codependent can lead to an impairment of putting your own self needs first, you know, your own feelings and what is the greater good for you first, because you are codependent on what someone else thinks and what their thoughts are, their feelings, their opinions. And we put them on the pedestal, and this pedestal I'm telling you about, above our own needs. I've caught myself being codependent, you know, on relationships or friendships before, wanting someone else to do the say-sos, being dependent on what they thought. That behavior is so not magnetic, and letting go of it is a way to become more magnetic in your life. And I'll be honest, you know, codependency is very comforting. We all love the comfort zone, don't we? Oh, it's such a great, you know, cozy, comforty place. But sometimes I'll admit I like my husband to do the answering, to do this or that, or to make the decisions and to take on the husband role. And I think it's great, you know, having a relationship that both people are happy and they're happy in their roles. It's wonderful, but it is a slippery slope when we do this codependency, and it can become toxic for you as an individual. When you feel crippled in self-advocacy, or when you feel like you can't make a decision for yourself because of what someone else may think or what someone else may say, when you can't do the things until you ask for permission, when it's not something that you truly need or you have to have permission to begin with, that is codependency, and that is not magnetic. That is slightly toxic. I'll give you an example. I have a relative that is very codependent. They've gotten better, but they were extremely codependent. They would ask their significant other if they could buy socks or underwear, or when they would go out to go have dinner or, you know, some sort of meal, they would ask if they could have this item on the menu before they ordered every time they went out. That is the codependency that I'm talking about. It's not magnetic. You need to chop it out, you know, dice it up and say goodbye to that in order to attract this magnetic energy that you want. I'm going to also tap into a very delicate subject regarding substances. Now, I'm not talking about the occasional use. I'm talking about the daily use, because if it's something that you do all day, every single day, it is dimming the potential, the potency of your true self. Now, I'm talking about daily needing to have this thing, whatever it is that you need to function, you need it to function. I think in some ways it can be a healing agent for many people. I have to be honest with you, when you are dependent on a substance, you are not in your prime mental state, and you can lack clarity in your life and making decisions and all that kind of stuff. For me personally, I used to drink alcohol every day to where I became dependent on it. I liked a good cocktail or a glass of wine. You know, I thought it was fun. I looked forward to it. I became dependent on it. And that codependency clouded my vision for the future. So the energy of me drinking every day was keeping me in a certain bandwidth of experience. It was keeping me in a certain vibe. So there's a level of emotional availability that when you let go of the codependency, that is where you regain connection with yourself. The energy of my drinking every day was keeping me in a certain bandwidth of experience. There is a level of emotional availability that when you let go of the codependency, that is where you regain the connection with yourself. You regain a connection with clarity and yourself as a whole person, fully present and 100% in tune with your true self, your real self. You have no clouded vision and you are not a clouded self. And it becomes clearer as to what you can do to create success in your life or to be more productive or passionate. Now, again, this is for daily dependency, to where you need this in your life in order to live your life. There are people that do this every day, like all day, like I used to do. I didn't do it all day, but I did do it every day. And when I quit, I completely changed my level of awareness. I'll admit, it kind of sucked in the beginning, you know, because this is what you want and you're making that decision to change. And it's just hard. Change is always hard and it's uncomfortable, as true as change is, right? They say it's not hard, it's not change. I personally needed it to be hard to be fully aware of myself. Now, I still love the occasional drink. I probably always will. It's a good, you know, mental relaxer, but it's nowhere where I once was, and I'm definitely not dependent on it. I just like it. You know, I like to enjoy the vibe. So let me tell you, one of the most magnetic things is to be able to draw state from within yourself and not to need any person or any certain thing or certain situation, certain possession to change your state. And when you learn that, and when you learn to draw that state and pull it into yourself and fully own it, that is when you instantly become more magnetic, because you won't be so codependent on all these outside influences. There is also a confidence that is so pure and so amazing that comes from that too. Because then at that time, you know that you can create change in state from within yourself fully, 100% fully within yourself. And when you do that, you are truly unstoppable and nothing can sway you. Now let's talk about the third thing. The third thing is one of my favorite things. The third thing to let go of is being someone else's third wheel in someone else's life. You, my friend, are the center of your own universe. You are the main character in your life, so you need to live it like that. You are not character B in your own world. So let go of not being the main character. You are the main character. Everyone else is their own main character. And if you are holding on to diminishing yourself, you are so not magnetic. And now is the time to shine and give that main character energy. And it is hard sometimes. I'll admit, I'm a mom of two, and it is hard. I do have to do, you know, there's a lot of things that go on with motherhood and all that, but we have to not lose ourselves in other people, even our own children and our own families. We have to also retain who we are, and we become better people as and mothers and, you know, family members while we're serving other people to keep our cup full. You cannot pour from an empty cup. So let's talk about this main character energy. I also have a morning guided meditation on this main character energy. It's episode 2 that can help you get out of that funk. If this resonates with you, I'm sure we can all use a good main character energy pep talk, right? So back to letting go of being this third wheel. You can do this by going against the grain if that's what your calling is. You know, being vulnerable. If you want to say something, say it. Say something that you haven't said before. You know, living your passion and your dreams and not caring what other people think about it, that is magnetic. It kind of ties in with the first way, which is you truly have to live your life on your own terms and stop caring what other people think so much. They are living their own life and you need to be living yours on your way, your own hero's story. So those are the three things that I want you to take away and start implementing in your life. And you will definitely see changes once you switch those things in your life. Also, do you have a question about being magnetic? Leave me a comment below and make sure to hit that subscribe button so you can get all of my latest podcasts. Thank you so much for your time. This is Jessica from She Will Empower, and I hope this episode truly helped you empower yourself so you can live the life that you truly deserve and live out your dreams today. And if you enjoyed this episode, please give me 5 stars and share this episode with someone you love. Okay, see you later. Bye.